Gemara in Masechet Megillah Daf Chav Gimel, very important Gemara. Tan Rabbanan Hakol Olu Laminyan Sheva Ve'afilu Katan Ve'afilu Isha. Right, in terms of an Aliyah, which meant in their days you don't just get the Aliyah, but you do the actual work, meaning reading the Torah. Because there's an issue of Kavod HaTzibur, however exactly you define what Kavod HaTzibur is, but the rabbi said that a woman should not get an aliyah. Okay, so that's what sort of what's hanging in the background of this question of, again, you know, getting an aliyah really meant, reading from the Torah. So let's try to understand in the context of the sugya of Kriyas HaMegillah L'Nashim. Okay, a different halachic dynamics at play. So the Rambam says, "Kriyas Megillah b'zman mitzvah sasei midevrei sofrim." Okay, Ephraim's working on that issue right now. V'advar midurim shehita konas ha-neviim. Right, it came from the neviim. Kol chayavim b'kriyas anashim v'nashim gerim avadim v'shuchvarim. Here you have the Rambam, right, putting a stake in the ground. Kol chayavim b'kriyas, not b'shmiyas, as we'll see the sheet of the Baal Halachos Gedolos and many of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So Anashim and Nashim are parallel in this way. Umechan chemes aktanim lekrosa. We'll focus on that today. V'afilo kohanim avodasan mevadlim avodasan uvon lishmo mikra megillah. That was the opening sugya. Remember, we learned that sugya. We talked about avoda and Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah de Rabbim, Talmud Torah de Yachid, Kavodat Torah, right? All of the issues. Ephraim just remind us, how did the Gemara prove, again, you know, Talmud Torah versus the avoda issue? Ani, Sartva Hashem, Atavati, right, that the issue of Bittul Torah, right, more than Bittul Tamid. V'chem v'alim Talmud Torah l'shmo mikra Megillah kal v'chomer l'shar mitzvah shal Torah shekulu nidachin v'bnei mikra Megillah. So if you're docha Talmud Torah kal v'chomer l'shar mitzvahs, because Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah. V'ein l'cha davar shenidcha mikra Megillah mipanav chutz mimeis mitzvah shen l'kovrim shabogev v'okovro techila v'achar kach korei. So when we talk about meis mitzvah being docha mikra Megillah, the way the Rambam interpreted it is not to be dochad entirely, but to
just go afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. So that has to happen first. Echad akore, ve'echad ashamea min akore yotze yidei chova. So, okay, that's based obviously on the principle of shamea, right? V'hu sheyishma mishehu chayev b'kriya. So lefikach im haya akore katan ushota hashamea mimenu lo yotze. So let's talk about katan. Katan mino is a machlokes atanoim. So who's machsher b'katan? Rabbi Yehuda is machsher bekatan. Okay, so what happened here? Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda didn't understand that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't a lamdan. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda was a lamdan. So, you know, what Rabbi Yehuda didn't understand that there was a difference between katan, who's obligated to Rabbanan, and an individual who's obligated to gadol, is obligated to Rabbanan. Obviously, he should have understood. What everybody explains is the shita of the Chachamim, that you can't compare a gavra who's a bar chiyuv daraisa that happens to be a mitzvah derabanan. Let's call him mikra megillah mitzvah derabanan. You'll forgive me right now in terms of mitzvah midivrei sofrim. We understand that it is somehow predicated on the Torah level mitzvahs of Amalek, but that's a different story. Let's just call it a mitzvah derabanan. So you can't compare a gavra who's a mechuyuv daraisa in mitzvos, who happens to have a mitzvah midirabanan, in a particular case with an individual who could only be obligated midirabanan. But Rabbi Yehuda couldn't figure that out. So what was Rabbi Yehuda being saying when he was machshir b'katan? So it has to do probably b'kuda samachokas, what you think the chiyo of the katan is all about. So we've mentioned many times the chakira I heard from Rav Wilson, which is a very, very, very important yisod in terms of the mitzvah of chinuch. And the truth is, it depends on what mitzvah that we're talking about. So sometimes when we talk about the katan having an obligation to engage in a mitzvah, even though on a Torah level he's not going to be obligated to receive bar mitzvah, we're talking about the rabbis came along and said, the Torah obligated you at 13, but you're old enough, and we're obligating you now. 9, 10, 11, 12, whatever it is. So, katan ha-yodeh le-naneya chaya v'lulav, let's say. So, the chiyav inheres in the katan. But sometimes we say a little bit differently. Sometimes we say, the Torah says you're obligated when you're 13, you're 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, okay? And we're not going to say that you're obligated, but we're going to say, Aviv Chayev Liknos Lo Tefillin. We're going to say your father has an obligation to educate you in this particular mitzvah. Now we can use this chakira to explain. Maybe that's Gufa de Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda was really of the view, okay, that the Katan has an intrinsic obligation, midirabanan, to read the Megillah. The rabbi said, okay, the Torah said that you could be obligated in mitzvos when you're 13, okay? You can't be obligated in mitzvos before then. But we're going to say that you're sufficiently educated or educable that you're going to be obligated to read the Megillah like everybody else. If you hold that, there's not a qualitative difference between the obligation of a katan, where the rabbi said you're chayav begavra, so to speak, to read the Megillah. There's not really a qualitative distinction between that and the chiyuv of any adult. So Rabbi Yehuda makshir b'katan. But if you hold that the chiyuv that a katan would have would not be that kind of a chiyuv, right? It's not intrinsic to the katan. So then you might come to the opposite conclusion. You might come to the conclusion of the chachamim that there's something fundamentally incongruous here, because on the derabbanan level, the katan doesn't have an obligation to read the Megillah. On the derabbanan level, what the rabbi said is you have to teach your children about reading the Megillah. You have to teach them how to read the Megillah. But it's not fundamentally a chiyuv that inheres in the katan. Probably it's a chiyuv that inheres, let's say, in the father. Okay. So now we could go back to Shitas HaRambam. There's a whole discussion, right? Because it's actually Machlokas HaRishonim, who we should paskin like in this Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the Yerushalmi that's involved. So what did the Rambam say? It's very fascinating. Hakol chayavim b'kriyasa, anashim, anashim, gerim, avadim, mishukharim, umichan chenes haktanim l'krosa. He doesn't say the katan is chayav, right, once he's higia l'chinuch. Okay, he says, mechan chenes haktanim l'krosa. Who does he seem like he's addressing? Who's the mechanech?
The father.
So then Haraya, the Rambam Paskins, right? The Shitaso, the Pikach, im haya kore katan oshote shamei mimeno lo yatsa, because he isn't really chayiv in the Kriya. He's not chayiv in the Kriya derabbanan. Everybody else is chayiv in the Kriya derabbanan. He's not chayiv in the Kriya derabbanan, despite the fact that the Rambam said, mechanchem esaktanim lekrosa. Okay, very good. So this is going to be the necessary backdrop to figure out what exactly was said about women. Again, so the Rambam already has made it very clear, Hakol chayavim b'kriyasa, nashim v'nashim, like the Stam Mishnah. So let's take a look at the Magid Mishnah, and we'll pick it up there tomorrow. Mishnah perak ha-koreis ha-megillah mafreya, hakol k'sherim l'koreis ha-megillah, chutz mecheir yishote v'katan, Rabbi Yehuda machsher v'katan, halacha k'stam Mishnah, aval isha nira midevi rabbeinu, shehim otzias ha-cherim, v'chein ikar. So the Magid Mishnah tips his cap to that. I know that there are Rishonim who disagree, but if you read the Rambam, and again, this is the position of Rav Rishonim, there is no difference whatsoever between a woman's obligation and a man's obligation. Therefore, according to the Rambam, echad akore, ve'echad hashomea min akore yatzidei chovasa, v'hu sheyishu mishu chai b'kriyasa. So could a woman read for a man according to the Rambam? No question. The answer, pihalacha, is yes. Now, again, you might say, and some of the Achronim want to try to understand this, that what source could theoretically be lurking in the background? What possible source could theoretically be lurking in the background that might be a mitigating factor, even though intrinsically to Megillah there's really no issue whatsoever? So maybe this Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel is going to be lurking in the background. Okay, you could make that argument. Well, wait a second. Is Kvod HaTzibor limited to Kriyas HaTorah? Or maybe whatever you think Kvod HaTzibor means, maybe that applies to Megillah, right? But it depends. If you define HaTzibor the same way when it comes to Megillah as it does to Kriyas HaTorah. So I think we mentioned in the Bekiyas Chaburas, already dealt with this issue, the Ramah, about this whole discussion in the Rishonim. Wait a second. If a woman is fully obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah, so then she could be considered part of the Tzibur, Le'inyan, Mikra, Megillah. Okay, very good. So that's something that's very important. Okay, and it has to do with, as we'll see in Explore in Advance, the position that's adopted by the vast, vast majority of Rishonim, that Kriyas HaTorah, right, Bimahusa, is a Chovas HaTzibur, which doesn't apply to Megillah, which is actually a Chovas HaYachid. Okay, so whether Kavod HaTzibur could possibly have the same impetus in the world of a Chovas HaYachid versus a Chovas HaTzibur, that's also something that we're going to need to discuss. So we're going to go at length. Tomorrow, the Shita, the Balei HaTosos, the Chachmei Ashkenaz. We'll get into the Mechaber a little bit. We'll get into the Ramah a little bit. You'll see some of the Acharonim, right? Al-Karcheinu, we'll have to encounter some of the Mikubalpim that found their way into the, not, they found their way into the Halachic sources. So we'll get to it. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to send you the recording from yesterday.
Thank you.
It was